Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, has been killed in Syria. Badreddin has been Hezbollah's military commander since 2008. He was implicated in the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. There was no official reaction from Israel, which customarily declines to comment on such matters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi officials said Friday at least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad. Officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the attackers detonated suicide vests. Balad, about 80 kilometers north of Baghdad, is under heavy security. The attackers would have had to pass through three police checkpoints before reaching their targets, police sources told Reuters. This attack follows a two-day wave of bombings in the capital that have left at least 80 people dead. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for those attacks. This is VOA News.